What the hell?
What? What's going on today?
There's a thing called Ashley Madison.
Right?
Married dating service.
What?
Yes.
I knew it was a dating site. It's specifically for married people?
Yeah, the slogan is, life is short, have an affair.
That's their slogan, literally?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I'm not lying. Who is Darren J. Morgenstern? What is your real name? Or is that straight up your real name?
Hold on, I gotta make you louder. You are quiet right now.
Okay,
Yo, say some.
Booty.
Booty? Why did you prove that? Oh shoot. Booty. I'm pretty loud, eh? Okay. Yo, Dan. So, what are we doing today? This firm.
Darren Morgenstern. What is Morgenstern? It sounds Jewish.
I'm gonna have to put so much gain on this.
Don't like it.
Say something.
There's such a thing about the anti.
Really loud. Stop talking.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Say something. Okay. You're good now. All right, continue what you were talking about.
There's such a thing as an anti-sex offender registry movement.
Oh, they don't want there to be a registry? Is what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm.
Is this guy part of that?
Who, Darren? Morgenstern?
Yeah, how did you come across that?
It's an unrelated thing. Sean just informed me of that.
Oh, that's nice. As now, what is their... What is their reasoning behind that?
No idea. Probably because it was just a mistake. They regret it. You should let them get over it and move on with their lives. They're not gonna do it again.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. It was just a mistake. Oh, I thought I wanted to rape children, but it turns out... no. It's not really my thing. That's gonna be the stream title. Raping children is not really my thing. Yo, Juice Wave, Swam, Corio, everybody. So Ashley Madison, Canadian, online dating service, marketed to people who are married or in relationships. It's literally, yeah, life is short, have an affair. Okay, but why not just break up? If you want it that bad that you're gonna pay for this frickin' service, for the cervix.
Pay for the cervix. They call me the cervix servicer. I service the cervix.
30 million cheating spouses. That's, 10% of the U.S. population?
Is that total or in America?
That's a good question.
Because apparently there were Islamic, Muslim country accounts.
Oh.
And, you can guess what happened.
Okay, Brazil is close behind the U.S. US is 25.5 million. Which he has roughly 30.
That's pretty crazy. That's probably a lie, actually. Gavin has talked extensively about how much companies lie about their numbers. So if they're saying 30, it's probably like 9 million. Like, constantly what companies do is, you know, put their numbers way up so that, you know, they get better seen, better perceived by everybody.
Yo, Cat from Space, gifted fancy carbonate. This is, some San Pellegrino.
Oh, nice. You're sponsoring? You doing some sponsors?
It's, Blood Orange, which is roughly as pretentious as, Blackberry.
Isn't blackberry an actual fruit, though?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna get dinner, because it's ready now. Yeah, look good.
This is totally not this guy's real name. His name is probably not Morgan Stern. Anyway, how's everybody doing? Do any of you think that the Jesus's father isn't the God of the Old Testament? Do any of you think basically that the God of the Old Testament is not the same God as the New Testament? That's what I'm asking you. So I've been looking into that, and seems weirdly diffused. Yeah, same God, right? Are we assuming the Trinity is real? Or that they are separate? No idea what you're saying. I think they're the same. I'm sure they're the same. Because you cannot have one without the other, ever. But it seems some people think that. It seems some people feel that way, especially right-wing guys. Sup? JWs? What you mean? What's JWs?
Oh my god. BRB.
Jehovah Witnesses. Oh, okay.
Guys, I like cut my wrists. Oh man, You ever had people like that in school?
Dude, I was with this kid. I was playing Minecraft with him in his bedroom. Like, we both had computers. He had two computers there. It wasn't his bedroom, actually. It was some freaking thing. Some computer room. Mm-hmm. Had a bed in it, though, weirdly enough. And his sister came in the room showing us, like, his brother and this, like, other person, and she's showing us, like, look, I cut my wrist, and they were like scratch marks. She did obviously didn't for real cut.
Yeah.
Look, I cut my wrist. Don't tell dad.
Attention-seeking broads. That's all it is. Because they would always like, oh, don't tell anybody, and then show it to everybody. Like people legitimately cut their wrists in school.
I don't show it to anybody. Yeah, I just go to class when it's like 70 degrees and I'm wearing a long sleeve. That's not showing it to anybody. Okay, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Whatever you say. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dude. I just pooped my pants. Don't tell dad they didn't actually poop their pants.
Pulls. Oh, how could you be so good at doing that? Pulls hoodie sleeve over hand and puts it over mouth while I giggle. You're like, my biceps are tensing up already because I want to like punch. I want to start throwing hooks.
Bro, my cousin carved XXS into her arm in honor of XXS Tentacion. Your cousin, used to get, whatever.
Cowboy. Definitely cowboy. Oh, yeah. And I just encourage him to actually cut. At don't do that. Place. What you do instead is... nobody cares. What you do instead is... Who cares?
Like a Band-Aid.
Everyone does this. Nobody cares.
Yeah, you're like the fifth person who's come to me saying, oh my gosh, I have cuts all over my arms. Guess how I got them?
Or... if they show it to you, like, even if it's in conference, so, oh, okay, so you're a retard? Do that, okay? Don't tell them to cut. Don't do anything. Don't even acknowledge it properly. Just say, oh, okay, so you're a retard? I've seen, like, dozens of you. XXX. I presume your cousin is black? Like one of those
that's
black.
That's funny though.
Weird black people? Weird black.
Yeah, like,
the worst kind of black people. I like, you know,
black
90s.
This is exclusively female thing. Boys don't cut their wrists.
Yeah.
It's exclusively female phenomenon. So the worst black phenotypes are the emo black girl and the nerdy black guy. What's that freaking oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Who's that?
Oh, it's Master Artisan, aka the rap critic.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Of course his girlfriend's fat and white.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Black
Is that
nerds.
Just the inversion of Anthony Mantano?
Yes. Yes. And because the world is racist, Anthony Mantano's famous. This is the thing, okay? Black nerds are the epitome of variability. They can be Chris Rock, or they can be the rap critic.
Right.
The problem with the rap critic is that he wants to be, I'm a nerd, but I'm also, like, I'm into hip-hop, but only classic hip-hop. Chris Rock, when he was young...
Yeah, only the worst hip-hop. Only,
exactly.
KRS-One hip-hop.
She's a mixed child? Yeah, of course. I can see her right now. I'm looking at her. I can see her right now through my walls, okay? She's probably the worst girlfriend
I
of all time.
Bleeding so much. I, like, cut my wrist and then, like, sat in the toilet. No. Sat in the bathtub. And, like, I almost died.
Here's the thing. Black nerds, they have to admit that they're white. That's how they get funny and cool. Only way. Because Chris Rock, when he was a kid, he dressed up like a white person. Proper. And he talked like a white person. Went to a white person school. That, like, that's how they get funny. That they admit to be not cool. They have to be okay with being lame.
Romanticization. Like confidently. Nerd stuff is genuinely not cool. I don't know. It's like more than what the person consumes is them romanticizing their own weakness. Yeah, I just, I wish they could be, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah!
I wish all black people could be like that.
Sort of a tall order, considering Muhammad Ali was one of the greatest, like, dudes.
But you know what I mean. Dead?
It's funny.
That's funny, but I mean, like, I didn't want to say Malcolm X, but you know the pictures we looked at of, like, what was it, the 60s or something? But, like, black guys in suits with, like, properly done hair. That'd be cool, yeah. Though.
That's
and they
fine.
And they had, like, transatlantic accent type thing. They had their, That's cool.
But, you know, it's all about, I don't know. What even caused that? Well, yes, I'm pretty sure it was a drug war. Pretty sure it was a drug war. And everything that caused.
What am I having? And I don't even know. This is like rice and meat and some salad.
In the 60s, they tried to push for LSD. It didn't like work. Was too esoteric. In the 70s, it was coke. Too expensive. 80s was crack. Cheap, but only black people liked it. Mm-hmm. 90s, they went forward with weed. Mm-hmm. Home run. And now everything sucks.
Freestyle in public. Like, what is good black culture?
Muhammad Ali.
Because we've already seen that. Good, like, Western culture. Yeah, Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
Ali, Botswana is doing, like, hilariously great compared to the rest of Africa because they're not socialist.
Mm-hmm. I mean, straight up, like, just make it, more free market, less regulations.
Yeah, welfare and the drug war.
Immediately when they got independence, which was like very recently, it was in mid 1900s. They all tried to set up authoritarian things, which obviously didn't work, and they had a bunch of ethnic conflict. So just take away all that.
Take away
dude,
welfare.
Start doing segregation. If the ethnic conflicts are a problem, what you should be subsidizing is everyone to get the F away from whatever IGAs they have a problem with, and then deregulate and decentralize.
Bam. Black barbershop nationalism. Like Muhammad Ali, which is weird because we're using a guy who was like 20% Irish, but.
Right.
In any event, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X was kind of a dweeb, but Muhammad Ali was awesome. He was funny. George Foreman, based, he was like a pastor for 10 years, came back and then like became a heavyweight champion.
But I'm a...
And then
I'm in full support for black nationalism.
Yeah.
Figure it out, guys.
Drug wars to destroy the black community and hippies on purpose. Yeah. You're naming boxers? That's the only black people I know, dude.
Yeah.
Because all rappers suck and are gay.
Mm-hmm.
Except Kanye West. Kanye West is a cool black guy.
Yeah. I think it's just down to him.
Michael Jordan is awesome. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Louis Armstrong. Okay, we're getting some good ones out there. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan was like raised in like a bad situation. Same goes for Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is cool too.
Okay, why
Michael Jordan? Yeah, oh, don't you be saying thing. That.
Was it just low IQ that they couldn't manage to get like off the ground?
What?
In Africa.
This is the thing.
Because they were Zulus were the epitome of how far they got, basically.
When the hierarchy is properly set up, you don't like being smart doesn't matter that much anymore. Because like most of the people are gonna be like workers anyway. So if you got a few things, the few complicated things done, you don't need that many more. So being smart serves for reorganizing the whole society. That's what the, like, high IQs are good for. Mm-hmm. And that's why so many of them are socialists, because they cannot do that. They cannot think in abstraction. Or, like, you know, how the whole thing is going to work. They'd rather think, yeah, like, pass the law that's going to give some free money to my cousin. Botswana, like, by accident, I suppose, stumbled upon free market stuff. And applied it in it, and they're like 10 billion% more successful than every other African country. Immediately as they stumbled upon it, like 5 years later, they're, you know, way better. I'm not talking about how good they are at the game. I'm talking about like Michael Jordan as a person. Good guy, competitive, interested in, you know, people's well-being, etc. Scottie Pippen. Raised by, you know, raised in some nowhere country place.
Hold up.
By a big family. South. All right. I'll buy on this cross. American football is the only thing I cannot get into, honestly, sports wise. This is the thing. Will Smith is awesome. I can easily get into fighting, especially boxing. Basketball to an extent. I could probably get into soccer if I tried, but American football is the most boring thing of all time. It's insufferable. I don't know. Terry Crews, that was a guy who talked about being addicted to porn and how much it screwed him up. And how, like, working out helped him. So that's good. That's cool. I'm talking about black, it's a black episode, guys. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Harvey Weinstein grabbed his balls or something.
Huh? Not Harvey Weinstein. Wasn't it a woman?
No, it was a man.
Oh.
It was a man. I don't know if it's Harvey Weinstein, but I do think it was a man.
I don't really care.
American football contains more strategy than b-ball, baseball, and hockey. Baseball is cool. Hockey, I think it's cool because people can fight and that's a part of the sport and that's cool. But American football, I don't know. Oh, it's like it's more strategic. I cannot think of one great American football player other than that guy who kneeled, who everybody talked about for a while, even though he was white. Anybody notice that he was white? Did anybody notice that guy? What was his name? What's that idiot's name?
Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, that was white. Look at his name, Colin Kaepernick. That is a paddy whacker.
Yeah, he's kind of like, just looks like a tan white dude with afro.
He looks
like an Italian tried to look black. For real.
Yeah.
Why is Nose look Jewish, though?
He looks sort of Hispanic. Like, he looks like a Sephardic Jew.
Yeah. It's weird. He's got the close together eyes and the hook nose. Is this guy Jewish?
He was adopted. He was okay. His mom is white. He was raised by two white people. And he had a 4.0 GPA. Obviously, this guy is white. Can anybody notice that?
That's funny.
This guy's obviously not black.
Okay. He was born to a white woman. And his birth father was apparently African American, but how
Which
much?
Which might be a lie. Might be a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, straight up lie. I'm getting acquainted with
I mean, he looks like the kind of guy that would be like 10-15% black tops.
His dad was probably more Hispanic than black. Probably a black Hispanic, one of those iggas.
But why does he look Jewish though? He looks like the hawk.
Yeah.
Phenotype.
Sephardic.
Yeah.
Soccer is a thinking man's game. Now you're talking. All the best quarterbacks.
The only sports that entertain me are boxing and MMA, I think. So far.
American football is obese Negro ball.
They kind of do just like have butt sex and pile on each other. But that's sort of how MMA is too.
They sort of have butt sex.
like
Tom Brady? Yeah, I heard about him before. The rest of the world is too... No, dude. It's because only America's retarded enough to play American football. It's football, but it's American.
Goobus.
Freaking. Yeah, it's always the lightest... skin black people who are pushing this crazy stuff forth. Cap started dating a woke muzzy. Soccer is boring as hell. I don't even know.
Okay, yeah, he definitely looks like a hawk. For real. But,
don't know about Tom Brady. But he's not black anyway, so. Talking about black.
I think I always got annoyed by the dynamics of other sports, so. Just pushed me away.
I got the hang of basketball pretty easily. Just like, can have the ball for more than 5 seconds. Gotta, like. Release it from your hand every 3 steps. Stuff like that. Pretty simple stuff. That I could get into. You're not. I don't know any of those people. Give me people I know, like people that are big enough to, for me to recognize instantly. Oh, you're talking about like, dude, nobody cares about American football players. This is a thing American people have to understand. Nobody cares about your stupid football, retard. Nobody watches it but you.
What kind of last name is Gronkowski? These people are retarded and gay.
Polish. Right?
Gronkowski?
Nobody cares that you don't care. No, I'm not saying I don't care. I probably care more about sports than the average person. No,
yeah, I really don't think anyone outside of America cares about American football. Nobody likes American football.
Like, boxing was so ubiquitous that everybody, like, they had bouts in Africa and it was still, like, completely, like, full. Because everybody, everywhere loves fighting, loves boxing. Nobody cares about American football. Esports is more popular worldwide than Negroid ball. Negroid ball.
Is that the new official name? Obese Negroid ball?
What kind of stupid sport is that, too? The ball is like a weird misshapen black egg. It looks like they sewn together a black dude's nuts. It's such a retarded ball. Look at the shape of their ball, dude. I can understand the hockey puck. It's a disc. Everything else is a ball.
Yeah, how did this, like, come about?
Basketball. Golf. Baseball.
Yeah, you shaved a black man's balls and then sewed them together.
There must be some black guy who's really sad about losing his balls. Because you...
Yeah, and why do they call it the pigskin?
I guess you're calling me a pig?
My balls are pristine, I'll have you know. You guys are pretty misinformed. I don't really care.
No. I'm a representative of a normal person, and I can speak for them when I say that nobody cares about American football. You're a nerd. You're like a nerd. You belong in SP and ASP in 4chan. Because I know you go there. And that's why you even care about this garbage. The metric system is popular across the world. Yeah.
Because it's better, and I freaking hate the American system.
God forbid we count things by 10 instead of 6 and then like 12.
Yeah. 3, 12, like 5,280. Haha. Is that the mile? Or am I smoking?
You ever get tired of politics? We don't talk about politics.
Yeah.
We talk about politics like once every like billion years. To enjoy a sport, I think you have to force yourself to watch it in the first place. That wasn't... The boxing for me was natural. I saw it, was like immediately...
Yeah, when I first saw MMA stuff, I was like, holy crap. This is actually interesting.
Yeah, I count things by 12 because I have 12 feet. I mean, 12 fingers.
You have 12 fingers?
Yes. That's why I count things like that. Not technically politics, social issues included. Dude, most of the time we spent like making fart noises and talking about black people. What are you talking about?
I mean, like, barely in videos, but definitely not in streams. We're like, we just do racism and make fart noises here.
Yeah, because it's funny. Yeah. We don't make racism because we want to make racism cooler or have some point behind it. It's racism because it's naturally funny. I grew up looking at black people thinking they're funny looking and funny because they're stupid and doing stupid stuff. Having funny hair, broken teeth. Dude, STFU, the NFL can suck a fart out of my grandma a-hole.
Oh.
NFL, man. Every time I see that, I want to take a nap.
The Ager Friendship League. That's what it stands for.
in your friendship, lol.
Is watching black people fight a sport? It should be. There should be, like, black MMA. Same way there's, like, women's and men's. There should be black. I guess it's mixed martial arts. What would be the opposite of that?
Racist martial arts.
I guess, yeah. Racist martial arts.
KKK martial arts.
KKK, okay. MMA.
American football is gay. We'll get that established. Okay.
I still, man, 23andMe to see if you qualify. Yeah, it reminds me of the cutoff for being a retard in the Olympics is like an IQ of 70. And then I remember that's everyone in Africa. How does nobody notice that? How crazy that is. The standard for retardation is like, includes like billions of people. Melanin martial arts? Genius. Genius. Melanin martial arts. Only black people fighting. And they have to be in a do-rag and like sagged jeans.
Isn't and a that called beater. Every ghetto's cool?
Yeah, I just want to recreate a street fight in the octagon.
Oh, okay. That's gonna be like, as soon as a single black guy loses, there's gonna be like two other jumping in. That's how black people fight.
Yeah, anyone can join in.
Like, as soon as one guy starts losing, his friends jump in.
Mm-hmm. You have that's a roster of friends that you can choose from to help you out if you, like, go down. You can bring a gun, but you can only shoot it sideways.
Yeah. You can beat up women, too.
Yeah. There's, like, no... It could be a black man beating a black woman. Oh, why is my bitrate so low? It's gay. Yo, can you hear me? Oh, frick, my anus. Alright.
We're good now?
Reconnection successful. Beast and red build! Alright, sorry guys, my internet sucks today. Like all days. Ooh, Scoops! My boobs! Think that's what Shaggy says. Scoops, my boobs.
I don't remember that episode.
Oh man, you missed out.
Yeah, I'm very happy I did.
Yeah, like Bloods and Crips. Yeah, organized gang wars keep a tally of who's better. Man, is this what, like, colonialism was like? The ring should resemble the back street of an Atlanta Chinese restaurant. It's sort of like the do-rag serves as a gi, and that you can use it to pull your opponent around. Alternatively, if it's a woman, they have weave. You pull on their head. It's like super glued on there.
Okay, how many black people we have?
So it's a handle for you to whip them around.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Cat from Space is black. Chunky's black. Freaking black.
Crosslin's black.
Is Poryo black? I think so, right?
Yeah, Poryo is black.
Everyone here is black.
A lot of black people. Why are we so popular with blacks?
You would think that,
They call that in MMA, they're called do-rag grapples. The infamous do-rag grapple.
Yo, you want to roll? Actually means... when I pull on my do-rag. Do-rag.
Dude, jiu-jitsu class. Where, like, two dudes are having butt sex in the middle of it.
Yeah!
I guess that's...
It's like taught by...
Do it for 40 minutes in front of people?
Yeah, like two black guys.
And nobody notices a difference?
Yeah.
Well, this grappling is crazy. They cannot get out.
It's a stalemate, dude. It's crazy.
Not blackity black black. Yeah. You count. If I get a nose job, could I pass as Italian? I don't think so. I think I could notice if I looked at you. I could notice if I smelled you, probably too, because black people smell.
Does Chunky got an egg nose?
She do got an egg nose.
I don't know what she looks like.
She looks like a you with an egg nose.
That's funny. Is that accurate?
Yeah. No, not you. Like, the letter U. The letter U with egg nose and, like, curly hair.
It's an Irish nose. Thank you very much.
It's an Irish nose. Thank you very much. Is Middle Eastern black enough for N-word?
You're Middle Eastern? Man, this is a diverse chat.
This is more multicultural than I'd ever expected. Yo, Hakujin, who are the white people in chat? Can we get a
Pine
Heil
Boy's
Hitler?
White. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Pine Boy's white. Can we get a Heil Hitler?
HH for
Irish?
Anybody who's,
Yo, Heil Hitler, everybody who's white. No, I'm Turkish, so basically white. That's the funniest joke I've ever heard. Have an Iga nose, but it's small. I've never seen your face, so I couldn't judge.
Hey, yeah, Pineboy and Dan are white. Gifted, are you white? Say you're pale, yeah. I'll say yeah. Okay, three.
6 foot SoCal surfer Arian reporting in. That's funny.
That sounds like me. Sounds a lot like me, actually.
6 foot Southern California surfer Arian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except you're 4 foot and you live in North California and if you surf, you'd probably kill yourself by drowning.
Yeah, those are the only differences though, but besides that.
But everything else.
Everything else?
Yeah. I'm 4 foot from North California. On. I would die if I surfed and I'm half Mongolian, but everything else I'm exactly the same.
Oh my gosh, it's PewDiePie. Heil Hitler, brother. Welcome to the KKK meeting. I wonder if I've... No, I think I only dreamed about PewDiePie saying the N-word once. It was a one-time thing.
It's okay, you make up for it with your racism. Gee, I sure hope so. 6 foot, 240 pounds of pure kielbasa. Half Polish, half German. Okay, we got some white people here.
I'd say it's half and half.
Crowded.
Half black, half white.
Yeah, it's feeling
like
that.
Yeah, I was feeling surrounded.
I was feeling like I was back in school.
It's good to hear.
Is Turkish white? I don't think so. They're like... Greeks are borderline, but they're white. Turkish is Greek, but brown skin, so they're not white. I don't think so.
Yeah, Turkey was Middle Eastern. They be brown, though. Good evening, cowboy!
One drop rule, we all eggers now!
We all eggers now! Heck yeah.
We all eggers, bruh. Nah, don't disparage your dad like that, he's a fine fella. You just can't resist it. The Nubian queen.
The Nubian? What about it makes the white guys go, yowza?
It's not white people, it's Irish people. More often than usual, because they used to be slaves, so they naturally, they biologically, epigenetically develop more empathy for other slaves. Or the, like, black people.
That's crazy, though. I don't That's believe that. That's Irish crazy, dudes. Though.
I do believe that, because it used to be right alongside the blacks for a long time.
Okay. Now let's check the genitals.
I think even in Britain, the signs were no Irish, no blacks, no dogs. For some reason, there's, like, it's Italian, too, and I guess that's because Italians also have curly hair. But I guess Italians go for, like, I don't know, for, like, white. They sort of have some, they have more white features. Irish people go for black women. Italians, when they go for black women, they're sort of, like, eh.
So, Jacksepticeye likes black women? That's insane. That is, I don't like thinking about. Imagine like Jacksepticeye with a big fat Nubian queen.
It sounds like a nightmare.
That is the most strange juxtaposition. He's talking in his top of the morning to your laddies. He's, speaking Ebonics. Straight Ebonics.
Yeah, Irish dudes go for black, and Italians go for, they're black, but they behave like white people. You know, they have white accents.
Ooh, just took a dump on my pillow. Imagine Jacksepticeye is a boxer.
Gym rat Irish. I like the Irish people. I like Italians too. It's weird. We find in some Irish. Also, by the way, a lot of the Jamaican patois sounds a lot like Irish accents. I've noticed that.
Doesn't have the temperament for boxing. Is there a temperament for boxing?
I don't think there is, because George Foreman, like, was not, he wasn't, like, screaming and making fun of people.
Yeah, I've seen, like, calm and, like, softy guys
be George Foreman is a freaking sweetie, dude. Right after box, he would never fight dudes. He was a monster. He would, like, straight up probably one of the hardest punchers of all time. But like out of boxing, he was a pastor. He made the grill, the George Foreman grill.
Oh, hold on. I gotta open the window. I'd be farting and pooping and smelling the whole establishment.
Yeah, legend. George Foreman is big.
Dude, I look so funny. I'm watching the stream replay. Hoodie, long socks, shorts.
Right.
So, don't jump. I look like the funniest Igga Bone. I go out of the house like this. I walk my dog like this. It's the best, the greatest. Teeny weeny Mussolini. Obama worshiper. Yeah, that's what sound like things I want to wear. It's 9:30 p.m. It's 7:30 p.m. When does the sunset? I don't know. I ain't telling y'all Iggas.
Demonstrated a human instinct would have them run at the wall, eyes closed, to show they would stop. Sort of stupid.
Yeah, they didn't.
My brother ran straight into the wall.
Like, it's not really how you conduct that thing. Like, if you, like, try to, like, spook someone by, like, moving fast. Like, yeah, that works. It doesn't really work like you moving towards something.
Why do everybody be like 3 a.m? Where do y'all guys exist then?
Well, Dan's in the UK.
Oh, okay. Hey, yo, Trashlin, are you in the UK? I just yawned.
I think Trashlin is in South Africa.
Oh. Mama.
What anime am I watching, Soph? What? What anime am I watching? Naruto? Well, Evangelion right now, but...
Naruto. Gypsy instinct, drive to the limit. Bare knuckle boxing in the basement is how my father and brother settled disagreements. Okay, we're getting a lot of Irish people in here, too, I guess. So we attract blacks and Irish people. We are the nightmare of... like 1800s British people. I'm getting everything bad. All we need is some dogs.
South Africa? Yo, they got my sympathies, though. Can you speak like a black person? Chunky?
I think I can. I was about to say, I probably can, like...
Good start.
Yeah, I probably can nail a black retard accent.
Yeah, I shouldn't try to do it again, because the last time I did, I said the N-word.
Yeah, I don't do it, especially because I know it. That's why I don't freestyle, because I get in that mindset.
Yeah.
It's like Mike Tyson can't
work out. And I have to, like, relearn how to freestyle. Not using swears. That's hard. Chunky, make me laugh. Wee tries to speak black.
You're speaking brain damage.
Speak like a black person? You guys are probably better than I am. I'm like transracial.
Yeah, I would constantly listen to rap music and listen to black people speak when I was like 14. So I really got it down pat. It's almost how I learned English. Basically. So I could do a lot of... Could do it pretty recognizably. Gypo, German, Scottish, Hungarian, Gypsy, English, Welsh, some Irish, Dutch here, American, Irish, and Scottish.
Oh my gosh, what is this? Hold on. The New Neighborhood Phonetic Ebonic Dictionary. Demon no Youngo way. Jackson.
Send me that.
Okay, hold on. Did you like this book? Heck yeah, I did. There's gotta be a joke.
I picked up in
African American Vernacular English. The New Neighborhood Phonetic Ebonic Dictionary. Guys, you gotta look this up though.
Link, Igor?
Just look that up. I haven't found a link yet. Is there a wiki for it?
New Neighborhood Phonetic Ebonic Dictionary.
Who's D. Munyungo?
Bruh, your name is Munyungo?
Munyungo. Munyungo Jackson's The New Neighborhood Phonetic Ebonic Dictionary is a tongue-in-cheek. Look at the many ways. So he, you trolling?
Yeah, he was joking. He was freaking around.
Or is he saying, oh, this is like our culture, though?
No, he was freaking around.
Keener insight into Ebonics.
Pretty sure.
Why don't you? Translates as, why don't you?
Why don't you? That's so funny. Black people are hilarious.
Why won't you, bro?
Why won't you? Why won't you?
Why won't you? What's wrong? Why won't you?
What's wrong with you? Strong?
Strong.
British people have that with the letter R.
Mm-hmm.
They're so retarded. They say rude. They say rude.
That's so rude.
Rude. Or they do this.
You remind me of Billy Bobby Brown when you say that.
Yeah.
Rude.
Whenever they say anything with E at the end of the word, they go air. Idea.
It's an idea. It's an idea. It's very slight.
It's an idea we had. Idea? Idea?
Idea?
Idea, Igga? What you talking about? Daryl Munyungo Jackson is a professional musician. He makes his living creating sounds on instruments that make you beat, strike, shake, blow, pluck, and stroke.
I'm gonna stroke? I'm gonna have a stroke or I'm gonna stroke my wiener?
This is the thing Daryl Munyungo Jackson does with his wiener. Beat, strike, shake, blow, pluck, and stroke. All at the same time.
Fight? Or bite? Or what? A crunk beat omnibus strike for trillionaires and bam pots for the Ecozoic age. What is this? Crunk. That's a good word. What's two crunk boobies?
What?
No, what? What's a word we could put with crunk? I can't tell if you're being ironic, a cat from space.
Crunk butt sex.
Crunk.
This butt sex is crunk. So give you a
yo,
black sentence.
Yo, pedophilia okay. Be crunk and lit though.
Why don't you stop acting like you're white and come eat your collard greens? How about that? Is that black?
I ain't like you white and come over here and eat some watermelon already. Nigga.
That's like irritating. 1700s black thing. I don't think black people today even have access to agriculture of any sort.
Kool-Aid? Fried chicken?
Yeah, Kool-Aid fried chicken probably eternal. But yeah. Watermelon, that's a thing of the past.
My EBT. This EBT is crunk, though. Dude, this watermelon be crunk.
This watermelon be crunk. That's perfect. Anachronistic.
Oh, man. Guess who's opening the ideas doc for the 20th time today?
The Street Bible. What?
What?
First off, nothing. No light, no time, no substance, no matter. Second off, God starts it all off and whap, stuff everywhere. Genesis 1:1 is creative, it's colorful, it's the Bible as you've never read it. It's in this engaging new paraphrase, author and actor Rob Lacey renders the Bible in the language of the modern urban reader. using MTV style dialogue, Lacey lends fresh perspective to familiar stories and sayings. For new and seasoned readers alike, the Street Bible takes the message of the scriptures into the 21st century to create the impact it had in the first century. Also, Jewish people were actually black.
Also, author's note, Jewish people were actually black. And they owned all the slaves.
Black food is the only good American food? Like, what, fried chicken and Kool-Aid?
Crunk AF, yo.
Why did Abraham Lincoln's... Black food, yeah, soul food. Bet, pull up. White girl, bet. Pothead lingo.
You got some crunk watermelon? Bet, pull up.
I think white girls What's don't talk like that. They type like that. We could
manufacture. What?
Like the bet pull up stuff. White girls type like that. They don't usually talk like that.
Oh yeah, they definitely don't talk like that. They couldn't even if they wanted to.
They do type it.
So no, they type baby, that shit crunk. Ow.
I ate collard greens growing up. You also typed collard greens wrong. It's not colored greens.
It's collard greens. Wait, who?
Poryo. I also have watermelon in my fridge. That's based.
Got that
watermelon is unironically based. It's the kind of good sweet.
Grape drink.
Watermelon juice is one of the greatest things of all time. Maybe I have some degree of African ancestry, but I do believe that. The best juice, the best two juices... Orange?
Well, you do have
I think, no, I only know that I have a Brazilian native. He wasn't black. But I don't know, I probably did have some black somewhere along the line. Some 2% black. And that's why I think orange juice and watermelon juice are the best juices. And I think it's sort of black. Orange juice was is orange juice a black culture item?
What about, like, Sunny D? I don't think that's a black thing, though. Ooh. I think that's just a... get diabetes and kill yourself thing. But, you know, they're, like, notorious for unhealthy stuff.
Yeah. Kel from Kenan and Kel loved orange soda. I ate fried chicken in public. I'll look around to see if anyone is watching. Dude, go at it. Be a black person. Can we do, like... more black people being black stereotypes, wearing the clothes and all that. That's hilarious. Dude, you don't have to try to sound black. You already sound black. Why, do I sound black? Naturally?
It's gotten less black over time.
Yeah. I noticed that. I used to have an accent. I used to have an LA black person accent.
Yeah.
Because that's all I listen to. Cut a hole in some watermelon, then pour some Ciroc in it. Crunk. You mean Southern food they stole? I wouldn't say they stole. I dislike black food. Chicken so good, make you slap your mom. Chief Keef verse. I also refuse to buy a whole watermelon.
Yo, who the F is Chief Keef?
Admit that you're an Igger, okay?
What is Keef buy the whole supposed watermelon. To be?
Weed. Chief means smoke.
No.
Native Americans.
You're lying.
Smoke cigarettes.
Stop lying through your teeth.
Native American chiefs, they smoked cigars. It was the whole thing. Like Native,
so
the
why, with the why would cigars. Chief... That's such a loose...
Chief Keef. It rhymes and it's about smoking weed. How much better can you get?
Yeah, but like how does Native American chiefs smoked cigars?
Yeah.
So word. That makes chief smoke?
They call it chiefin.
He's I'm truth chiefin. Pillin? I guess Victor isn't the retarded one. I guess Chief Keef is retarded.
Yeah, chiefing. You look up chiefing, you get to smoke some marijuana.
That just makes me think of queefing. Chief Queef.
Like, this is the thing about all the things I say.
Is that his wife?
Chief Queef. I guess he, I know, I guess he's Chief Queef if he's her husband. All the things that I say here, every theory that I have, I make up on the spot and I say it with enough confidence as if it were true. And I'm usually right. And I do think chiefing came from that. I don't know though, maybe it's not. But I do know chiefing means smoke and keef means weed. I think it's about engines. Grape pop is about, yeah, I've heard about black people liking grape juice, purple stuff.
Not I like grape juice.
You black?
Yo. I always liked grape candy the best. I guess I must be black.
I used to like candy, grape stuff when I was really young, and then I stopped liking, started liking orange. OJ, yeah,
I don't know,
OJ.
I haven't totally had candy in a long time.
I think orange juice is an LA thing. LA suburban thing. OJ. He sounds like a black kid from Long Beach. Long Beach. I used to hear Vince Staples. I don't sound like Vince Staples.
Long Beach. Crippin'. My mom crippin'. They wash me in the stall. I'm crippin'.
They wash me in the stall. I'm crippin'. I'm walking over to the stall. I'm crippin'.
I think we could write a Vince Staples song. Yo, this nigga Trump saw me crip it, then I cripped away.
This nigga Trump saw me crip it, then I cripped away over to the stove. I started cripping.
And then they watched me cripping.
The store owner started watching me cripping.
Cripping? It's kind of like crumping.
I like Crips. I do empathize a lot with Crips. They're blue.
What's even the difference between Bloods and Crips?
One of them's red.
Yeah, like that's all I know. Why is it even a
they're
thing?
They're just gangs about drugs. It's about drugs. It's about selling drugs.
Yeah, but why not just become a monolith and make a lot of money?
Because they stupid. Because they black. We black. We gotta kill each other. We black. What we gonna do if you're not killing each other, bruh?
Crippin'. Trapping out the bando. Crippin'.
There's a song called got War bands, by Chief Keef where he starts coughing in the middle of the verse. Uzi boy don't war.
You should follow it up with a fart. It's the best combo.
I love he intersperses like his videos with shots of gorillas punching each other.
Who? Chief Queef?
Yeah, Chief Khalifa. Whatever his name is. Queef Khalifa of the king.
Queef Khalifa? Muhammad. That's my full name.
Crimpin. No.
Yeah, there's Crimpin, there's Crumpin, there's Crippin. There's,
Crip walking is one of the funniest things of all time.
Yeah.
Crippin'.
Long Beach. Long Beach. I be crippin' in Long Beach. I crippin' the store. They watch me. My mama crippin'. Then,
But I do think Crips are more culturally developed because usually, like, Crip guys, they were...
Can I run, like,
from what I've heard in music, Bloods are, like, extremely low IQ... violent Atlanta trap dudes, and Crip was like Snoop Dogg, like that sort of stuff. G-Funk.
Can I run every Vince Staples song through an AI and have it generate a new one? How easy is that?
I like Crips because they're funnier. They call each other cuh.
Yeah. Forgot about that. Nah, they don't just say cuh. They say cuh. Hey, yo, cuh. Like they Southern or something.
I like that.
Square up.
Bloods are, I think Bloods are retarded. I hate Bloods. Like,
isn't that Kendrick Lamar?
Young Thug. No. He talks about both. He wasn't either. A loser, by the way. He pretends he, like, he knew, like, he was a gang member all the time. He was only friends with them.
Mm.
He was a nerd, basically.
Bloods and Chips. Same thing. Blood versus Crisps.
That's retarded. No, I don't like that.
You want to wrap up in like 11 minutes?
Yeah. Okay, guys, let's bust out the most black knowledge we have.
Black knowledge. Let me go digging around, black womb. Shoveling.
Womb man.
Yeah, slurping up the womb juice, eating the placenta, the polenta,
What's your favorite juice?
Umbilical cord. Placenta. No! Jeez. No! Oh, yo, could you make cheese out of placenta and, like, booby milk?
No.
Why not?
Because cheese is a thing.
Shut up. I can do whatever I want. Okay.
It's milk.
Booby
like
milk
stiff.
Thing is a cheese is a real thing.
Placenta.
Yo, is no. Booby milk lactose free?
No.
So it's what milk. About babies that be lactose intolerant?
They can suck the breast.
You can suck my boobs. I don't give a F.
They suck their dad's boobs.
Yeah, plus. Placenta cheese. They're
lactose intolerant.
Oh no, you didn't! Kendrick! I just got possessed by the spirit of Kendrick Lamar's mother. That was terrifying.
Probably his grandmama, actually.
Probably, yeah. He banging someone on the couch. He's like 7 years old.
What? What the?
Didn't he talk about that in the song?
Something? No, he didn't.
Don't you be humping on whoever's daughter?
Yeah, not on the couch when he's seven, when he's a teenager.
No, wasn't that part of the first part?
No, that was the second verse. Ben Nahim got caught up. That's when, like, the gang stuff comes in.
Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, but that is what black people do in actuality. Yeah.
Do man boobs produce breast milk? Yeah, we're asking the big questions.
This makes me want to vomit.
Why, dude?
It's not me who said it. It was Kendrick Lamar.
It was Kendrick Lamar's grandma.
Okay, first one. Okay, better not hear about you humping on Keisha's daughter. That's verse one.
Is that when he's seven?
Yeah, because it goes, doesn't go like seven.
Oh, the second verse 17. Is when he's like, afraid of dying all the time.
Yeah, 7, 17, 27. So I'm right.
Oh, crap. So he's a victim of a pedophile woman. Pedophile woman called Keisha. It was that black guy who molested.
Menstruation
mac
and cheese. Your dad.
Tyson.
Oh.
What was his name? The 13 black guy.
What?
So it was Denzel Curry.
Oh, right. Wait, Denzel Curry got the what, raped?
Yeah, he got butt raped. Not butt raped. Vagina raped.
What?
Raped by a woman.
Oh.
He was a kid.
Oh, man. That's rough. But that do be happening, though.
That do be happening like crazy. Black like people mad, molest each other. I don't know why black people molest each other so much, bro.
He was molested by an unnamed older male during his childhood, so he was not vagina raped. He was butt raped. Oh, I
sworn it was a woman. That's horrible.
That's a bro moment. What are you guys talking about in chat? Drinking your own breast milk the same as masturbation? What? Drinking breast milk? No, cannibalism is only flesh.
I forgot how deep your voice was, Chunky.
Huh?
She sounds whiter than I do. It's depressing. You can hear it. Well, every time her voice goes down, you realize she's a white person who's just painted brown.
Oh.
High pitching your voice is a good trick to sound like a black person because for some reason they'd be like all the time.
Yeah, even though like stereotypically it's like.
Old man river.
Yeah.
There's too many like movies of like guys, cause it like they would be singing all the time, and that was before they could sing about anything. They could only sing about a very specific thing. So they were like imitating 50s guys, 50s white dudes talking about love. Until it was like, okay, you can sing about anything. And then you know guys like Prince started singing like. Like stuff like that sounded super super gay.
Gotta get ready for bed. All right, good night, cowboy.
Oh man, river.
Oh man, butthole. No, I don't want to see that.
Imagine an old butt man.
Well, thank you, Morgan Freeman, for that insight.
Imagine that old man's butthole when he coughs.
Dude, what? What happens to your butthole when you cough? The universe comes out of it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, kind of the...
Oh, yeah, it kind of does. You're checking. Yo, this is crazy.
Yo, I never knew about this, though.
Wait in the water, like that stuff.
Dude.
The freedom ring, you know?
Negro spirituals. Gosh, that's cool. Yeah, if I ever get raped, I'm gonna start coughing. Instant let freedom eject ring, mechanism.
Wait in the water.
How much cotton could a igger pick if a igger took crack?
You don't take it.
Injected, smoked, snorted. Dude, I don't wanna. Who do you think wants to see your big butt? I don't know how to phrase this question. Just shut up.
What is your question? Who wants to see your big butt?
I do! No. Ooh. Whatever, I'm like, there's a TikTok in my face and it's like a fat person walking away from the camera and their like butt is in the camera. They're clothed, but like their butt is in my face.
Oh.
Like, who wants to see your big... I don't know how to speak this language. Jump down, turn around, pick a bale of cotton.
Stick a finger in your butthole.
Stick a finger in your butthole.
Jump down, turn around, pop a squat, and stick a finger in your butthole. Disgusting.
Super black? Is that like super?
Oh, Cotton Fields back. Oh.
Super gay? No, that's not the name of it. What is it called? Super.
Leave them umbrellas at home. You better listen. Love that song.
Alright, we got 2 minutes to die and get AIDS. AIDS in the pool. Goodbye. Go.
If we gotta die and then get AIDS?
There's pedophilia in the pool.
What are you talking about?
Just... Hubert? Pool closed due to pedophilia. What is that link, cowboy?
What are we talking about here?
Guys, 60 seconds. If you pee in the pool and you have HIV, right, does it infect others? Gee, I sure hope so. You gave me an idea.
We black, though. Okay, in this podcast, we came to the conclusion that everybody's black. And for some reason, we have a lot of mixed people in our audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot. Jaden, what's his name? Jaden something? He yeah. also is mixed. A lot of mixed people. What's up with that? Can somebody explain to me, like, culturally, scientifically, what's up with that? Are mixed people just more prone to being radical, racist homophobes? Is that it? Jaden Smith? No, it's not Jaden Smith. Jaden Smith watched us.
Jaden Smith is gay and has sex with men. Bye! Yeah.